Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's gear for sea and get underway on the Home Business Podcast. We love good startup stories, and our guest today checks that box.
Alicia Worley has an especially interesting mompreneur story, creating a fashion brand from the ground up while being a busy mom raising two children.
And in the fast-paced world we live in today, providing little blessings has proven a successful business model for this mompreneur.
She's built a cutting-edge online business called We Blessing that is the first and only subscription styling subscription service for the entire family.
She shares great startup advice that you can apply in your own business, startup, or growth journey.
So greetings, Alicia Worley. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good.
So how's it going in Atlanta, Georgia?
A little south of Atlanta in Columbus. It's crazy busy every single day. One day it's 60 degrees, the next day it's 90. So kind of weird for February, but business is always good on top of
and
that.
It sounds like a beautiful place in the world to be doing business.
It is. It really, really is. Right next to an Army base, and you can't go wrong with that, supporting our troops.
Right. Well, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So, Alicia, let's get started. Please tell us a little bit about We Blessing.
Okay. So I started We Blessing 3 years ago, and I was pregnant with my son, actually, when I started the company. I had a full-time career, making really good money, which I've been doing, did really well. Did that for 16 years. And I was sitting on my couch watching Shark Tank, oddly enough. And I came up with this idea and just started thinking about moms and busy moms and how crazy, lifestyles are and the things that moms are asked to do. You know, as a mom, I know, Lynn, you're too young to be a mom, but are you a dad, Richard?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So all the things that parents are tasked to do in a day, you know, taxi driver, nurse, you know, doctor, cook, chef, house cleaner, you know, you got to run the kids to soccer and baseball and all these types of things. I just started thinking that there needed to be a creative idea and a creative way to have families share time together. And fashion has always been something that I've really enjoyed doing. So we thought that rather than having moms drag kids to different stores, 10 or 15 different stores trying to find exactly what they wanted, that we should bring the fashion show home to them. So imagine a little two-year-old girl receiving a blessing box with angels around the side and opening it up and having a beautiful tutu dress with a Disney princess or something like that. And that mom being able to share that time with that little girl for 20 minutes or however long it takes to try on those clothes and actually create memories that mom and that daughter will always, always remember. And I just wanted to kind of give back and be able to create memories and share memories for families together. I know today life is so fast paced and we're asked to do so much with a lot less time than it used to be because moms work now, right? I mean, even when I had my children, I didn't take time off maternity leave or anything like that. I went straight back to work the next week. And so I created We Blessing with the idea because we started with just children. And then we launched the adult programs for men, women, maternity plus. But the initial theme in We Blessing was because time is precious, to give busy parents time back with their family.
Yeah, so I'd like to just highlight a little bit more from this startup journey. So you were watching one of my favorite shows, Shark Tank.
I know.
You saw a need that way with your own experiences as a mom and raising kids and all.
Right.
Kind of the creative spark. And so you took your own real life experiences and channeled that into a business startup.
Absolutely. It's been an amazing journey over the past 3 years. I mean, the idea behind it is to give busy parents time back with their children. So to save time and money, everything that we send in each blessing is 40 to 60% off retail as well. So not only are parents saving time by not having to go out and shop at retail prices, we're giving them that savings as well because everybody, you know, we have college to pay for and everything like that. So you got to think ahead as well.
It sounds like you build a little quality family time too into this business model where they can actually interact with their families.
Absolutely.
And have some fun doing this. Vice going to a shopping center and just, you know, get me out of here.
Right. I mean, how many times have you taken your kids to the mall? It's awful, right? I mean, trying to get them to try on clothes, and if it doesn't fit, you got to take it back, return it because you like it in the store. You don't like it when you get home. You know, we kind of alleviates all those things. And a lot of our customers, too, live in rural areas to where they don't have access to the same brands and the same, you know, higher end or different brands and stuff that we have access to. So it kind of gives them a very unique niche.
Alicia, how did you overcome cash flow challenges as you were building your business and online platforms before, revenue started coming in good?
To be honest, other companies like what we do, the subscription box industry, what they do is they obviously do fundraising, they get seed money, they get partners. We actually just decided that we would trust God for the money. And so what we did was we cashed in our 401ks. We use the money that we had in savings, and we have not had to borrow very much at all. And so far, that's worked out very, very well for us. Marketing is something that my background is in, being in sales for so long. So I think we had a little bit less of a hill to overcome just knowing the marketing industry a little bit. But it's still a little bit of a challenge, obviously, when you're starting a startup company and trying to do it without borrowing the tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of dollars that other companies need. But so far it's been good. And we just used our own money, our own savings that we had, and our 401k money.
So, I mean, you did like most entrepreneurs do. You had to take a little bit of a risk with, pulling up some cash flow at the start. But it sounds like you had a good plan going into this to reach profitability and, you know, cash flow positive. And then at that point, it's a really good investment. I mean, you've translated your 401k into probably many times more growth. So, you know, the risk has to have some good reward for you.
Right. No, it absolutely does. And the great thing is the thing that we do will never go away. I mean, children and adults will always need clothes. I can't see it any other way. And the brick and mortar businesses right now are kind of going away. As you guys can see with Amazon taking over, you know, most of the industry right now. You've got a lot of stores that are shutting down. So I think we chose, I hate that, by the way, for the other small businesses that are closing. That's really sad, like Toys R Us and places like that. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I've shopped there as a kid ever since I can remember. So I really feel like this type of industry is doing really well, and I don't foresee it changing anytime soon, just continuing to grow.
Plus, it's out, you know, you're going to tie in with a lot of referral business. And
absolutely.
If you get out there and clients, that's you know, building awareness with other families, and then it can all just kind of grow from there.
Right, right. We actually have a huge referral-based program. So typically what happens with us is the mom is usually the one filling out the style profiles online for her children. And usually what we see is she'll go online, she'll fill out a style profile for one or two of her children just to try it out, because the parents get to choose the style profile, the budget, the frequency. They get to choose all of that, start, stop, cancel, anytime they want. We don't charge anything up front. We're literally professionally shopping and styling for you without charging any fees up front like the other companies do. So what typically happens from there is they'll sign themselves up or the children up, and then they love it so much they wind up signing themselves up, and then their husband up, and then they tell their mom about it and their best friends and their coworkers. And that's really been a huge way for us to actually get a lot of new customers.
Sounds like good online referral marketing.
It absolutely is. It is.
So, Alicia, you juggled your startup activities while raising two children and still raising them. What are some of the larger challenges that you faced when launching an online business?
Time. The whole reason why we do what we do is because time is precious, but time has still been a huge challenge for me. I do have two children, a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old. And I'm still involved in all of their things at school and everything like that. You guys know how it is being a parent, Richard. So, and having the ability to still maintain the daily quotas and KPIs that we have at the office, as well as making sure that customers always come first, it's been a little bit of a challenge. Time. I work a lot of nights when the kids go to bed. I do have to do some weekends, you know, when the kids go to bed as well. But I really feel like as time goes on, and we become more streamlined in our processes internally, I think that that stuff will all go away. But time has really been my biggest challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's always time. It's just always time. Do you have any particular points that were good for you with leveraging time ways that, you know, you've helped to replicate yourself or
yeah, something. You know,
you
I
can't stay up all night doing it yourself. You know, I have talked to one entrepreneur who said, I literally got 1 hour of sleep, you know, my first 6 months, but.
Exactly. Well, so, I still worked a full-time career up until a year ago. So I was literally running this business and working a full-time career in outside sales and, you know, raising a family. You know, I'm still the one that does all the grocery shopping and everything else that everybody needs. So we really, even though we launched 3 years ago, we didn't start seeing a huge increase in growth until I decided to do this, full on. And it's one of those things where I said earlier, you know, if God tells you to do something, you just kind of got to lead and step out on faith.
That point you just brought up, because there is a big dividing line between part-time and full-time. And
absolutely.
You've got to just, there's a certain point that you're just not going to get there anymore part-time. I had to do the same thing earlier on in my career. And
yeah.
You've got to make that leap.
Yeah, it's a big difference. And we've seen a huge reward after doing that. And we continue to be blessed and we're thankful for where we're going.
Well, let's talk where we're going a little bit, with growth with WeBlessing. Where do you see everything going in 2019, 2020 for your company?
Well, you know, from a standpoint, we anticipate gaining another 2,000 additional customers by the end of December 2019. And we are launching toys. We will be one of the first toy subscription box services. And that will launch in October 2019, just in time for Christmas. In 2020, we will be doing a women's intimates apparel, as well as a sports offering. So people that just want the Nike and stuff like that, and the Adidas and those type brands, or that go along with the sport, you know, like football and tennis and golf and stuff, we'll be launching that as well next year.
Yeah, that sounds like some really good intelligent growth plans. You always say to diversify into something that's related to your core business. And it sounds like you're doing that with where you're diversifying your business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Amazon started selling, he started selling books out of his basement and turned it into what he has now. So you got to continue to grow and you got to be always putting one foot forward.
So building any business requires carving out a very strong niche. Mm-hmm. What makes WeBlessing different from other subscription services?
That is a great question. I'm so glad that you asked. So one of the things that separates us and distinguishes us from our competitors is when people sign up for our program, we treat them like family. We actually pick up the phone and call them. Like, when was the last time you got a phone call from someone that you signed up for, something that you purchased? We physically pick up the phone and call them and welcome them to our family. We handwrite notes in their first blessing to thank them for joining our family. On top of that, we offer payment plans with no interest on blessings and items that they keep to help, you know, moms on a budget. And then we are also the only subscription company to style an entire family, regardless of size or gender or style preferences. And there's not another company out there that can do that right now. I mean, Stitch Fix is, obviously the leader in what we do as far as adults, women and men go, and they just launched children, but they're still not doing teenagers or babies to my knowledge. And they also don't have the family personal touches and stuff that we do currently.
So you found a unique niche, a unique way to set yourself apart, and then you capitalize on that competitive advantage.
Absolutely. I think that nowadays people are looking for that refreshing difference, and they really want to feel like they're a part of something that's actually making a difference as well. And we are getting ready to partner up too with a charity called Compassion International, where we will be helping clothe people inside and outside of the U.S., as well as provide food and build churches and things like that as well. So,
you know, that's a really good point to bring out, particularly with millennials and younger shoppers, customers that are online. They really want to see, you know, what you're doing to give back. And you haven't
right.
seen, you didn't see that 10 or 20 years ago, but now it's something to really promote heavily, how you're, you know, contributing to society, making things better, whether it's green, whatever.
Right.
And so
right.
That's a good way to also brand your business.
Right. And there's only one life to live, and you got to do the best that you can with what you have. And God's been good to us, and we want to give back for sure.
Alicia Worley, this has been a great discussion on your online fashion subscription service. Do you have any final points you would like to share?
We welcome anyone to give us a try. We'd love to have you join our family. You know, if they do reference that they heard us from your home business podcast, we'll give them an additional 10% off of their first blessing. All they have to do is just mention Home Business Magazine, and we'll give you an extra 10%. So we would love to have anybody, and I do appreciate all of your time today.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Lisa Worley, for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
To learn more about Alicia Worley and WeBlessing, visit WeBlessing.com or our website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more info, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.